Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
It's pandemic pandemonium. Live Day 2020 continues on The Rock. Presented by The Advocates, advocatelaw.com. Now back to the Men's Room on 99.9 KISW.
Give it up for Jeff Rouse, the Gemini. Yeah. Darryl Prince, nice work, brother. Absolutely fantastic. Welcome back to the Men's Room on Live Day 2020, hashtag Live Day on Twitter. Keep in mind, we do have Creepy Kyle from The Advocates. If you are checking us out at KISW.com or on our Facebook page, you will notice that Kyle has been pedaling his bicycle stationary style in his basement since we began the show, some 1 hour and 24 minutes into the show. Kyle, how are we doing right now?
Oh, man, I'm starting to get tired.
How many miles have you gone?
Almost 21.
Jeez. Okay. Listen, Kyle is doing this for Coats for Kids, the Washington State Council of Firefighters. If you would like to donate, go to KISW.com. There's a banner at the top, sponsor Creepy Kyle by the mile. So basically, we're doing this by the mile. So you got to keep pedaling for a while, all right? The idea is to go the entire 4 hours of the show.
He does not look impressed.
Yeah.
I think I got it in me, though.
All right.
I'm pretty sure he just mean mugged you.
Exactly.
He looked kind of mad.
I know.
It's a lot. Kyle, we will check back in. Keep in mind, again, if you would like to sponsor Kyle and give to Coats for Kids, head to KISW.com, click on the banner, and you can do so there. Yes, Steve?
Just a comment. This is for Jeff Rouse, man, and it came in about your performance of the Prince song. And I know this is exactly what you wanted to hear today, Jeff. It says, quote, "They just made a 210-pound man moist." So just know.
Well, if you think that's hot, follow Jeff on his Instagram page.
Oh, man.
Glamorous.
That's just
shots.
What you all that time learning to play an instrument.
I hope he's on a bicycle, too.
Yeah. It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. Ted, I think out of all of us in here, you seemed, and not that you're already not the most socially active out of all of us, but it seemed like this year was especially a troubling year for you in a lot of different ways as far as all the things that you had planned for this year.
You were so excited.
Absolutely fell through. I mean, and the year started out, and this is really before the pandemic hit, but as far as your high school is concerned, people you look up to in your life, the coach at your high school passed away, so you had to fly back and go to his funeral.
Right, so that was in February, right? Coach Wooten passed away. Morgan Wooten, the winningest high school basketball coach of all time.
Okay. But you got at least chance to hang with some friends and see some people you hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah,
and,
coach passing
kind of
away was bad, but it was cool. Saw a lot of guys I used to work camp with and used to coach with.
Now, keep in mind, you said that this guy is the most winning coach in high school basketball.
Yeah, he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
What happened while you were there at the viewing and during the funeral?
Kobe Bryant died.
Can you believe that? That's the beginning of the year.
Right.
That is the beginning of the year.
Literally, me and Burris are at my mom's apartment about to go over to the wake.
Right.
And we find out Kobe Bryant passed away in a helicopter crash. And it was just, we got there, you wait in line for 2 hours, and this is all basketball people. I mean, it was...
Right. Every person there.
And then that hits.
I should have known then.
That's crazy. Yeah, exactly. And then...
It's going to be a virus.
Much like Mike. now Mike was going to go with his dad to the Mariners home over.
Correct.
You were going to take a little bit more of a road trip. You were going to go see a home opener of your own.
Yeah, Dodger Stadium. My buddy, the company he worked for, we had dugout tickets.
What does dugout tickets mean? Now, is that like the Gold Club or whatever at the Mariners game?
Yes. Like Dodger dogs for free. I was going to meet Magic Johnson.
You were going to meet Magic Johnson?
Yes.
So were you guys going to be like behind home plate or behind the dugout?
You could have been watching. Wait, because the show was going to have a day off because Mike wasn't here. You put on whatever big network it is.
Right.
There's Dodger Stadium. Opening day. Ted Smith's in the background.
Do you realize how many celebrities and how many famous people and how many people would be sitting down there with you on opening day of
and
the Dodgers?
And you won't meet any of them?
I could have annoyed Larry David.
Yeah. Right. And don't they serve you all the drinks and all the food and all that stuff there?
Yeah, Miles, they have a special where it's like a beer mixed with tequila and something else.
And not only that, but I don't know if you... Did you watch the end of the season?
Yeah, I did.
The Dodgers won the World Series.
Turns out they were good. Yes,
exactly.
You could have been there.
So you could have been there on opening day. Not only that, but family-wise, your niece, she graduated from high school.
Correct.
You were supposed to go home, spend a week with the family,
yep,
and watch her graduate.
Watch her graduate. Me and my brother were going to go out one night, and then I was going to drive up the coast to see the rest of the Smiths.
Okay. In the midst of all this, here at home, there was a lot of protests and things going on in your neighborhood. So
blocks away.
As far as where you were living, through all of that stuff, it was almost every single night that just something was going on.
I learned to live with helicopters above my place, which sounds crazy now, right. But I did.
Yeah. But you also got a COVID test?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I got a couple of those as well.
Those are terrible.
Now, I'm trying not to say everything, but then there was the cancellation of Summer Meltdown.
Correct.
Which is one of your favorite things every year.
I've been going since 2011, not a big deal.
I know you and Taryn, your buddy Joe, you always look forward to it.
We do.
RV, you guys go out there, man.
That's how we all became friends.
Yeah, exactly, and throw down all the time. Not only that, but you have a tradition with your friends from back home and your family where you go on a tailgate tour, and this year was going to be a really good one for college football. You guys had a really good plan.
We did. It was going to be the opening game of college football, August 22nd, Dublin, Ireland.
Ooh, man.
Navy, Notre Dame. Go Navy.
Turns out Notre Dame, pretty good team.
They are.
Yeah, just like the Dodgers. So you were going to go over there.
I was going to, see my buddy Ron from Belfast. He was going to come down, and then we were going to go to Portugal.
Would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, beaches, beautiful women.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, it wouldn't be the end of 2020 if your birthday falls at the end of the year.
Correct.
So your birthday is on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Most people know that. But you weren't going to go home this year.
Nope.
You had other plans because this year it was a bigger birthday.
The big 40.
Yeah, 40.
Yeah.
40.
40.
Yeah.
Nothing like the 40.
What were the plans?
I was going to have a dinner kind of part, almost like a wedding. There was going to be a Friday night with some family. We're going to have dinner and this and that. Saturday night, the only way to put it, it was going to be a banger.
It was going to be a banger.
Yeah.
A skinless
banger. Did you have, any kind of music planned?
Yeah, I had the whole setup. I have buddies that work in nightclubs and are like, we've been waiting to do this. I said, I turned 40. I got people coming out.
Right.
I never had a wedding. People were, they owed. They were coming out.
Yeah, because you've been going East Coast since we've been here to go to everybody else's weddings. Some of them have been married multiple times. We've been here so long.
Right.
So, but you keep going back. They never come out here to see you.
I'm talking about a list. Right. The little velvet ropes.
Ooh,
all that stuff.
You're kidding me.
Champagne. Sparklers. I mean, as douchey as a birthday could be, I was going to do it.
All in.
It was going to be amazing. I wasn't going to go to sleep for 3 days.
So what are the plans now?
Well, 2021.
You're just saying the hell with it?
I'm going to have, within regulations, probably 5 people over on Christmas.
6 feet away. Boy, that sucks.
Yeah,
it does, doesn't it?
It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
Yeah, it's got to be better than Ted's.
Man.
Hello, Kat. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. I'm a big fan of Marc Maron. And something happened while I was at work. I made a T-shirt, and I was going to send it to him for his birthday. I had his P.O. box, and he does his live Instagrams pretty much every day. And somebody took a collage of screen captures of him and posted that on Twitter. And Mark loved it, but it gave me an idea. So I saved the picture, and then I doctored it up. I put on a filter on it, and it was a Charlie Chaplin filter.
What is the Charlie Chaplin? Like, if I take a picture of my face and I do the Charlie Chaplin,
it shuts you up and no one can hear anything.
Well, it's kind of like a black and white thing.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's really neat looking. And I posted that on Twitter. I was going to send it to him, and Mark just loved it.
That's fantastic.
And, yeah, he messaged me back, and he was like, what's the deal with those shirts? Can I have one? Can I get it? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to send it to you for your birthday. And he's like, did you get the artist to sign off on it? So I got a hold of the photographer and hooked him up with that. And they both took the image of the shirt and they created the Too Close shirts that are now on his website. And it has me and the photographer's name under the inspiration credit.
Nice.
That's website. Very cool. That is very cool.
Mark Maron's a great guy. We had him on the show years ago.
Uh-huh. He is.
And it does an amazing podcast as well. So that's very cool.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little worried there.
He's working on a lot of things right now, too. He's working on the Stardust movie David Bowie.
Oh, okay. Damn. All right. Okay. All right. There's something.
It's been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
We have an update from a listener that's called into our show before. I don't know if you remember the woman, Vicky. All right. Now, she had said she'd been in like 5,000 car accidents in like 24 years. Nice fart, by the way.
Thanks.
And about
Miles' fart?
I don't know. Hey, it's live, man. Nobody says anything. Nobody says a word.
Because you've been farting up the entire time.
I know that. I know. Firstly, I feel like you're stealing my thunder. That aside, Vicky chimes in. Now, this woman has been in a ridiculous number of car wrecks over the years. Her son even called in to say, like, she's not kidding, man. Like, she chimes in and says, hi, this is Vicky. I have not been in a wreck in the entirety of 2020.
All right. All right, Vicky.
It's only November, Vicky.
And
come
she's
on,
not
man.
Driving anymore. That's right. Why.
They took my license away.
Been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Bacon. Welcome to the men's room.
Dilly dilly, bitches.
Hola.
How are things going today?
It's live day, Bacon. We're doing great, man.
Nice. Well, I'm actually, the topic of today. You guys had your own incident of which I suppose you can't talk about on the radio.
That is correct.
I can say I now have my own personal incident, for most of which I'm not allowed to talk about. Let's just say a machete at my neighbor's and the police's SWAT team showing up at my old apartment got involved.
You realize that you do a bad job of not talking about it. Like, hey, I cannot legally talk about this.
When I broke through the door with the machete, trying to kill the neighbor.
Homicide, accusation, and perhaps prison time.
Megan, the cops never say you can't talk about this ever again. Actually, they just want you to sing like a canary.
Right.
You know? Well, as long as everything... Did you go to jail?
No, not... Well, I had to file my own report, kind of about this. Nothing ever really came of it, but... You know, my landlord ends up telling me, hey, I've got to get you out of here.
That's fair.
At the end of the next month. And I was looking around. I actually had one of the best, renting situations. Rent was pretty cheap compared to basically everywhere else. That was something I got found out while I was looking. I wasn't able to find anything basically in my area that was going to be an extra $200, a month.
Well, they charge for not having neighbors you want to attack with a machete.
Yeah. So what was the good news? Did you get to stay in your place or did you not get thrown in jail?
Well, not only did I not get thrown in jail, pretty much at the last minute, I had about a week left to go, and I ended up finding the place I'm in now, Fort Sky Dungeon. It's a third-story attic unit. It's, for my taste at least, it's basically superior in every way. My rent actually goes down. I don't even pay for utilities anymore.
You just siphon them off the people downstairs?
Well, we're all pretty much wired in, so.
Okay, all right. Well, that's very cool.
Yeah, nothing wrong with getting a new place that you like. Right. What, the Sky Dungeon? I don't know if that's what I'd call my place. Hey, baby, you want to go back to the Sky Dungeon? Oh, my God. You get pepper sprayed for stuff like that.
Been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, you eloquent bitches.
Hola, hola, you sweet and tasty thing.
Yeah, I went back to school after 40 years to get to have a drive-through graduation, but I wasn't going to let those whippersnappers show me up, and I got my AA degree in pre-nursing and going to move on to be an RN.
Get out of here.
That's not an easy degree to get either. I mean, that's a lot of studying, right?
Oh, too much. Lots of tears. I just laminate my notes so the tears roll off of it.
I mean, because technically...
Boy, that's upbeat.
Well, when you go to the doctor's office, when you go to the hospital, I'm talking to you, Candy. I mean, at least for 85% of the time, you're the one telling the doctor what you believe is wrong with me. You can take my temperature, you can take my pulse.
Yeah, my experience is that the doctor repeats what the nurse already told you. According to this chart, you have a cold. Yeah, the nurse told me that. Thanks, doc. And glad you get paid so much.
I guess as far as, granted, it's dangerous now, and there's a risk factor involved, but as far as job potential and you being able to work immediately, I would think that that'd be one that you could jump on pretty quick.
Oh, absolutely. They usually have jobs before they leave the school.
All right, let me ask you this. They say, all right, Candy, we need you to do one of two things. You can give the old man down the hall the sponge bath, or you can clean the bedpans. Which one are you taking?
I think I'm going with the bedpans. It's a lot quicker.
Really? Right. Really? So you would rather clean the bedpans than sponge the old man down the hall?
But Steve's the old man down the hall.
I am, and I'm ready for you.
Okay, I'll be ready, too.
All right. Candy,
I got to ask, like, if you do examinations on people, like, how do you practice? Does someone, like, volunteer for you to go in there and go, like, hey, check out my stuff? Or, you know, like, as far as the backside checkup or anything like that? I mean, how do you practice?
You do ask your poor victims, I mean family members, to be your test models.
Hey, Billy, let me see your butt. I'm going to try something.
What was the weirdest thing? Did you ask your uncle to see his junk? I mean, what was the weird thing?
Yeah, like, who do you ask for that?
Oh, I asked somebody at my work, a private in-home caregiving person, if they minded if I just do an examination of their hind end, not the real lower stuff, but just their hind end. I wanted to do some skin.
Wait. You just roll up and say, look, Candy, I'm trying to get my nursing degree. Let me see your butt so I can examine.
Did you pick the best butt there?
No, it wasn't the best butt, but it was a butt. They're about all the same. All right.
It was a butt.
See?
But I know who I'd go to.
I'm just saying. I mean,
man. Right.
Somebody.
Lori Longbottom. I mean, just like, hey,
I want to be a nurse.
So for medical purposes, I need to invade your space, so to speak. Well, congratulations, Candyman.
That's awesome. It's been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
It's the Candyman.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So... I have shared before on the show that as far as what I do, I'm a motivational speaker, and I don't always get to see or hear the results of my work, but this year I've gotten some feedback, and apparently I've saved at least like 5 people's lives, so that's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
That's awesome.
Man.
Yeah. Out of 800.
How do you just people writing you personally and saying, hey, man, you inspired me, thanks for your kind words, and my plan is to do this.
You know,
now.
I'll get a faith. Yeah, I'll get a Facebook message or something. And I just wanted to say, like, you guys might remember the first time I shared that, or you may not. Like, I know sometimes you guys get, like, throat punchy because of all the positive crap that people share sometimes. But,
I know, we hate that.
But you guys asked me if I could motivate you that day, and I actually didn't get the chance to say what I wanted to say to you, which is anytime things get rough for you guys, I mean, always remember that, like, part of the reason that I'm able to do what I do is because of this show, because I listen every day. So remember, a small part of that belongs to you guys.
All right, man. Thank you. We appreciate that.
I hate that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the worst thing I've heard, Cheyenne.
We saved 2 lives this year.
Unbelievable. Well, let's take half.
No, let's take credit for
2
1.
And a half. Okay,
no.
Well, 2
Cheyenne,
and a half.
You save 4 lives. We save 1. I'm willing to go low and save 1.
I'll give you maybe two. Although the one thing I'm sorry I could not do was save Sunshine from burning in hell.
Oh, wow, yeah.
What a boy.
Now I feel terrible. I just want to go home and cry. Thanks a lot, Cheyenne.
I mean, here's a motivational speaker. Has all these positive things. Like,
what in the hell?
Burn.
That was aggressive.
Put your dogs in hell.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Hashtag Live Day on Twitter. Keep in mind, you can watch all of Live Day at KISW.com or KISW on Facebook. Our question, it has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK. More of your calls on the question of the day coming up on Live Day 2020 on 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The mighty KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. A radio.com station. Pandemic Pandemonium Live Day 2020. Presented by the Advocates. AdvocatesLaw.com. Now, back to the men's room on 99.9 KISW.
All right, give it up for Hellbot. Hell's Bells, doing a little AC/DC. Thanks, guys.
Hellbot, if you're listening, do some of the comments come in?
Mm-hmm.
Much better version of the song. Next one. This is freaking awesome, all caps, and I like this one. It says, damn, this version is better than the original. Nice job.
All the bands are at Live Oak Audio Visual doing all the performances that you're hearing today, along with BJ and Mig Show this morning. We got a lot of great music on the way as well. So thanks, guys, down there. We know you're drinking and working hard.
And if you're not, you're stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, my God, you should be pissed drunk and knee-deep in hookers and blow.
Absolutely. By the way, just so you know, a little update. Creepy Kyle from The Advocates, he has been riding his stationary bike from the beginning of the show. The idea is to raise money for Coats for Kids for the Washington State Council of Firefighters. By the way, you can donate if you can if you go to KISW.com. Sponsor Creepy Kyle by the mile. Also, you can donate as well on KISW's Facebook page for Coats for Kids. Kyle, we see that you made your first t-shirt change.
Yeah, I need to.
Okay. How many miles are you at right now?
28 and a half.
How do you feel?
I'm exhausted. My butt hurts. My knees hurt.
Right. Are you getting your butt off the seat at all, like if you're regularly riding, or are you just keeping that damn thing planted?
No, I'm moving around.
Okay.
Man, you need to Lysol that seat when you're done, bro. I mean, that seat did nothing to deserve what is happening to it right now.
Well, Kyle, the good news is you're almost halfway done.
But not quite.
So,
but almost.
Yes, exactly. Let's see if we can get, you said you're 28 miles right now? Let's see if we can at least get 50 to 55 miles.
I was going
to
say 70.
Or are you going to start slowing down here? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm probably going to slow down just a little bit. Okay.
You look less and less happy every time we see you.
Well, Kyle, you're doing a lot of good. Just so you know, you're raising money for Coats for Kids with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Head to KISW.com now. We'll check back in with you, Kyle. Sponsor Creepy Kyle by the mile at KISW.com. All right, a question. It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that's happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK. Steve, I know the primary thing as far as your life is concerned, a couple things.
you had a buddy coming in for Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, he used to live in Seattle. He moved down to Texas. Man, he hits me up and he says, hey, Rage Against the Machine's coming. I think it was April.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to fly up, man. We are just going to throw down, as men do, go to Rage Against the Machine and then lie to our wives about exactly what we did when we went to see him.
And you,
right?
you bought season tickets to the Dragons, didn't you?
I was just about to pull. So we went to that first game. And we're all in the suite together. My son is there. And my son is not a man of many, many words, you know, but he means what he says. So the game ends. And he doesn't really get outwardly excited, but he looks at me, man, and he goes, Dad? I said, yeah, man. He goes, can we do this again? This was awesome. And the words out of my mouth, hell yeah, we're coming back next week.
And he was fired up.
Oh, he was, and I felt good.
He had
good.
A jersey, dude, got the hat.
He got everything.
They were going to go see Mike up in the, in the media.
Yeah.
Right.
The whole nine about him, the football, still his favorite football. Like, he loves that football. It's all about the Dragons. And I'm like, man, absolutely. And look, when you're a father and your son wants to do something with you, like, it's a good feeling. And man, and that week I had to come back and said, buddy, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mike, for the sad trombone, you son of a bitch.
Uh-huh. Oh, but you, speaking of your son, you know, he had a birthday. So
yes.
You had to tell him and break it to him that his birthday party was canceled.
That's not exactly.
That couldn't be easy.
As a parent, it was so far. And look, I've gotten lucky. My kids are healthy, all the good stuff, right? But it was heartbreaking. And we were debating when we were going to tell him, how we were going to tell him. And dude rolls into the living room. And again, he's a man of few words, but he's like, you know what I'm really excited about? My birthday party. And it's like, ah, crap, man. So, you know, we explained COVID. This was in May, right? So COVID, you still don't quite have a handle on it. No one quite understands what's going on. And I had to tell him, like, hey, man, like all this COVID stuff, the reason you're home from school, all this, like, it's not going to happen. And the reason it killed me, somebody, he didn't say anything. He didn't protest. He just put his head down, then put his head, his face into mom, and you're going to see his shoulders just sobbing. Never heard him sob. You never saw the tears. And I'm like, I feel so freaking bad right now. You know, there's nothing you can do.
Yep.
You know, he's a kid and things happen, but I'm like, damn, man.
You always play an NFL away game.
Dude, it sucked.
You and your friends go someplace every year and check out a Ravens game someplace. You probably didn't even get to the point where you needed to make plans for that because I never got to that point.
Nope.
Going to go on a trip to Mexico, but you said, for the most part, the hardest part about this year so far has just been the aspect of trying to get the two kids homeschooled, all those parameters taken care of.
And if you have kids at home, I mean, at a certain age, if kids are in high school, they can figure the hell out. But, you know, I got to imagine like K through 6, because they're still kids at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it sucked. You know, my wife's going crazy because she's doing the best she can, you know, to keep them focused. My daughter's doing all right, right? Because she actually enjoys school. My son hates school. He's a smart kid, but hates school. So it's hard to explain to him, like, look, even though you're in the comfort of your bedroom, you still need to pay attention. I know you're home, but my man basically sits through school with his feet propped up, bouncing back and forth. But more than anything else, like, and they don't like learning this way. The teachers hate teaching this way, right? We're all in on that. But I think the thing that sucks the most, you just worry, like, how, I don't think you can be permanently stunted by this, but I feel like, you know, if you were in, what the hell grade is he in? If he's in third grade, I'm like, how old is he?
Yep.
Third grade at school, you know, it's just you and the teacher, so you just learn more. So the concern you have as a parent is, you know, are they really absorbing this stuff? I think we had the parent-teacher conferences last week. Both of them got fairly glowing reviews. I'll just say fairly glowing. The good news for them, this is what I explained to both kids, because, you know, they get real nervous with a parent-teacher conference. And I said, well, you should, because potentially there's very bad news coming.
I'm bringing the hammer down.
Right, exactly. But in the end, I said, look, here's the good news for both of you. The most negative things that your teachers had to say about both of you are the things that we would expect them to say. So at least you're not doing something different in school than you're doing at home.
Oh, and your favorite restaurant, the Brooklyn Club.
Oh, God. Instantly.
Oh, dude.
Instantly.
Okay. I know this is going to kill people, but honest to God, this year has been awful. You know,
yes.
All the things that have gone wrong. I know your favorite restaurant closed on Capitol Hill, Bill's.
Bill's off Broadway.
Bill's had been there for how many years? I mean, how many years had Bill's been there?
Enough that it was Bill's on Broadway.
And you just saw the Randy's restaurant
close.
Bill's
off Broadway, right.
Tilth and Wallingford closed permanently. Sacred Silent Heart's Nest in Fremont, where I used to get breakfast every once in a while.
I know that kills you.
Vegetarian restaurant. Their breakfast was fantastic. They closed. Skillet closed. Queen Anne Pagliacci closed. Jules May Saloon in Georgetown closed.
Tom
Douglas closed. The Brave Horse Tavern in Soto, along with Cuoco. Bill's after 40 years. Bavarian Meats closed in Pike Place Market. Biscuit Bitch closed 2 out of 4 locations. The Brooklyn, unfortunately, closed. What else do we
have? Well, you got to bring it up twice.
Those muscles.
Right. Jeez, man.
Local 360 closed.
Oh, you meant the food. I thought you were just looking at me and my shirt.
The Attic, the Attic Ale House, the old historic bar in Madison Park. They
that
closed
one closed?
Down. Yes. Red Door in Fremont closed down. Nate's Wings and Waffles in the Central District. Burgundian up in Tangletown near MyPad. College Inn Pub in University District. All those places closed. I think as far as I'm concerned, man, my year just sucked because I turned 50 years old at the beginning of the year.
Right.
So I had all these plans for all this cool stuff. I was going to go play. I'd play golf. I want to go play band in Dunes. Had that all booked and ready to go. The day before I was supposed to leave, they shut the golf course down. Keep in mind, they kept every golf course open during the pandemic, through the pandemic in the state of Oregon. The only course they closed was Bandon Dunes.
You can play any
other course in the state. Now, granted, you could not do that here because our social distancing rules was a little bit different.
Yeah.
But I was hanging on hope that I can play this course. It's going to be fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
Then we go on the air one day, and I get a call from my neighbor. And he says, hey, Miles. And I said, yeah, what's up, Ben? He says, you know, there's a stream of water running out of your garage. Now, we just get on the air. And I'm like, oh, God, what the hell happened? Turns out the faucet in my kitchen basically sprung a leak before it got, yeah, and water is pouring down into my
garage. And you're not home.
Okay. So thank God Veggie Dog came over and fixed that for me over time. We shut the water down. I could not wash dishes or anything for a couple of weeks at that point in time. Not the worst thing in the world.
You don't have to brag, though.
Yeah. It is for you.
So
sounds like the life.
So this happens. I'm like, thank God, man. I walk into my living room one day, come home from work. There's glass everywhere. I'm like, oh, God. I run into the kitchen. And I grabbed my meat cleaver, and I grabbed like an 8-inch paring knife, right? Like a real long, thin, skinny one, right?
A paring knife?
It's all I had. It's like a fillet knife.
You grabbed the good thing.
It's like a longer fillet knife. So I grab it. I got the cleaver in one hand. Someone is in my place, right? So I tiptoe upstairs, and I rip the shower curtain open. Ah! There's nobody there. I rip my closet doors open. Ah! There's nobody in there. I do the same thing, repeat it about five or six times in the garage.
Just running around your house yelling.
I'm like, ah! You know what I mean? Closet, ah! Didn't matter where I was. Like, aha! Turns out the thing just shattered.
Right.
So basically, my my foundation shifted a little bit, and I walk in, and my slider door is all over my living room. It broke into 5 million pieces. It takes me a week to clean up all this glass. By the time that I'm bending over, I'm picking stuff up, guess what I did? I basically contorted a testicle. During all
is
the
that what did it?
And I got a HydroSeal because basically
Hydro what?
I was on my knees doing all this different work and trying to get all the glass off the floor. I got a HydroSeal, which is kind of like when you get a little bump in your testicle. Yeah. Right?
I'm so glad then, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so, I don't want to know what that is.
Yeah, so then I had to go get a COVID test, right? And then I had this woman, she was checking out my junk. Which was unfortunate because it had been a while since a woman had checked out my junk.
And this time it's medical.
And it's a doctor. And now, you know what I mean? This is not fun at all. So I had to go through that. And then that was followed by me getting my very first colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, it's kind of different. Yeah. Never been through anything like that.
Kind of different.
Kind of different, to say the least. And Ted and I can attest that I'll know about you if you've gone to get a COVID test. Every time they say, you need to go get a COVID test, you're like, ah. Not the most pleasant experience in the world. It's not bad. You can tolerate it. It's just still like, oh, no.
I cry.
Because you've never had anyone poke the back of your brain with a Q-tip before. So.
Yeah, nothing's supposed to be back there. I cry.
That was an interesting thing to say the least, yes.
Just some comments. I thought this was supposed to be positive. You guys are depressing. Followed by, you guys are just pressing with this list. All right, well, some good news. My son sobbed. We did the drive-through birthday party. Ended up being one of the best freaking days for all of us, man.
So, we raised BJ and Migs with Kicks for Kids.
Sure.
We raised, we might have got in trouble, but we raised, $32,000 all together between both shows. That was a good thing. Although, we didn't do Pain in the Grass 2020.
Right.
Wow. We didn't do Red Festival with Led Zeppelin. Right. We were supposed to have a 15-year anniversary beer out this year.
Sure,
don't forget that. Toothless Don, one of our faithful listeners, passed on. We lost Robin, our producer, as we lost Syndication. So this year started out just one thing after another. And that's why we want to hear your positive story.
We need it.
Since it's been a hell of a 2020, please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, man, you guys are doing a great show tonight, by the way.
Hey, thanks, well, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
So my good story of the year, and it's been a hell of a year for everybody, obviously, is I have a 27-year-old daughter who has been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called IgA nephropathy. If you're not familiar with IgA nephropathy, it's a disease that chews your kidneys and destroys them.
Jeez.
So 3 years ago, we found out about it, and for the last 2 years, my little 27-year-old daughter's been on dialysis three times a week, 3.5 hours a day.
Jesus.
Yesterday, we just found out we have a donor, a live donor, and within the next month or so, she gets a brand new kidney.
All right. Yeah.
There you go.
Hopefully. Yeah, baby.
Hopefully they don't drop it like the guy with the heart transplant.
Yeah, that's
I don't know if you saw the video of that.
Did you see the video of this guy?
That is such a doozy.
Yeah, I did see that. That is just, if he does that, I'm following him.
Okay,
silly.
Did you feel bad for laughing? Because I'm like, hey, man, this is somebody's heart, but just like of all the times to not, and apparently there is the 5-second rule.
Well, look, man, here's the thing.
Hey, that's a heart. Like, there's a 10-second rule.
You understand this. You understand this from waiting for the kidney transplant. You see the helicopter come in. You understand this from just waiting for, you know, to get a donor. But you finally get one. And now, you know, you need one as quickly as you can. So basically what you do is you hire a private chopper company to fly that thing in for you and land on top of the hospital. Now you see the chopper's having difficulties. You're thinking, oh, God, that heart, kidney, liver, whatever the hell it is inside of that helicopter.
And you watch it crash. Now you're destroyed inside, right?
Now they've got the jaws of life. Fortunately, everybody on the plane, including the pilot and the two passengers, they are okay. They make it out. They look and they find the heart. They pick it up. They hand it to the doctor. He walks no more than 15 feet, stumbles, falls, trips, and drops the heart on top of the helicopter pad.
No, Miles, don't do that no more. I don't need any more of that.
Dude, I'm sure your doctor will be fine. That doctor with the heart looked nervous.
Hey,
he wasn't ready for the ball.
This might be mean, but I really hope it's not Kobe's pilot.
Oh,
oh wow. Wow. Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
I guarantee you it's not.
No. It's been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
This might sound mean.
Yeah.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
So the thing that's good that happened to me this year is I've gotten to go hunting with my dad almost every weekend, pheasant hunting, and just over a year ago he had a stroke and an aneurysm and was in the ICU for a few days, and that like puts everything in check. You don't know if he's going to be around, and he has no side effects, and I've been able to go hunting with him.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That is very cool. Is he feeling pretty well?
He's at like 80% of what he ever was. I mean, he has no side effects whatsoever. He's 67 years old, so that comes with, you know, being old. He's not what he used to be, but the doc said he can do whatever he wants. He has none of the side effects that come with strokes, and he just got super, super lucky. And so I went out and got my hunting license this year, and I've hunted with him almost every weekend, or, well, almost every day every weekend since hunting season started, just to go hang out with him more than anything.
Yeah, not, and unlike other different types of hunting, you know, if you go and, not that you wouldn't hike in a long way to go sit in a tree stand or whatever, but with pheasant hunting, man, you're kicking dirt the entire time. At least you're, you know.
Oh, yeah, he goes out and he puts down miles every Saturday and Sunday with me, and he's out there chugging around. I mean, we shoot the breeze more than we shoot birds, but we still have a good time.
That's awesome.
Is pheasant good?
Yeah, it tastes like chicken, just a little bit more gamey.
Why does everyone say that everything tastes like chicken?
Frog legs.
People say everything. If you eat chicken and don't do anything to it, chicken doesn't taste like anything. I was misled about many things that are supposed to taste like chicken. I just leave it at that.
You don't do it? Just get chicken.
Right. We should switch it up, right?
It's easy.
Why, what animal would you put in place?
Probably a turkey. I think turkey's blander than chicken.
I feel like turkey's blander than chicken only because you spend all of this time cooking the turkey, people base it, all this crap, right? And then in the end, it's tasteless. At least chicken, if you do something to it, it'll taste like that. Although, that said, deep fried turkey. If you have not had it, do yourself a favor and have deep fried turkey.
Well,
that is a game changer, man.
I'm just saying, you go to the grocery store, any grocery store, what do they got? Rotisserie chickens.
I have one in my fridge right now.
There's not a lot of turkeys hanging out.
It's been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Chrissy. Hi. Welcome to the men's room.
Chrissy, are you there?
Chrissy.
I don't think Chrissy's, we'll there.
Chrissy's not paying attention.
Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Well, I've had several... I've had a pretty rough year, but I was diagnosed a year ago with lung cancer, and this year they gave me a clean bill of health. I'm cancer-free.
Nice.
Oh, cool. You can go buy Paul Malls again.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I had God gifted me with a beautiful grandchild on October 16th, number 10.
Number 10.
Nice.
Tell me it's not all from one kid.
Oh, my God. Hide your money.
This is her fourth one, but she almost died. Her blood pressure was down to 54 over 20. They kept having to bring her back just to push, and, you know, she was in pretty bad shape. But they're both good now, healthy, and the baby was 3 weeks early, but she's already up to over 8 pounds. And
I find it hard to believe that anyone with three children already could possibly have low blood pressure.
Is the baby still in the hospital, or was the baby able to go home?
They're both home now.
Okay, that's good.
And so my nickname for her is Ellie Belly.
Ellie Belly,
because it rhymes. I like to rhyme. I write songs for my grandchildren, and so I have to rhyme them with something. So I call her Ellie Belly.
All right, listen, before we let you go, can you give us the 10 rhymes that you have for your 10 grandchildren?
What about Nick? What's his rhyme with?
Nick. Oh, no, that's cool now.
Got a grandson named Nick.
He's got a...
What is he? Oh, he's got a best friend named Rick.
No, there you go, perfect.
All right.
Like Nancy Hughes is a Bick.
Exactly.
Dolores and Nick.
I like also that she thought about that. It was like, oh, I'm not answering that. That seems crazy.
Oh, boy. Still to come on the program, Ryan Castle will join us. We will sit and spin with 9 songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style. Back with a very special Sit and Spin on Live Day 2020 Pandemic Pandemonium on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.